I want to start with something that is interesting, and because we've been banging on this drum on this program. Why won't the federal government confirm when we're going to get a vaccine? Probably the most important question for anything, right? Well, Justin Trudeau was just asked about it, and he hinted that even though we've ordered 6 million doses of Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, they're produced in the U.S., and guess what? Maybe we'll get those, but not first. Listen.
Canada no longer has any domestic production capacity for vaccines. We used to have it decades ago, but we no longer have it. Countries like the United States, Germany, and the UK do have domestic pharmaceutical facilities, which is why they're obviously going to prioritize helping their citizens first.
What? They're going to prioritize helping? Okay. That's a little scary. That means we're going to get the doses, but is that why the federal government has not been able to say to the provinces, oh, you're going to get it? Like they have said, we've got 6 million, you will get them in the first, some of them anyway, within the first quarter of next year. But now the prime minister is sort of saying, okay. I mean, remember, we used to have Connaught Labs, right? For like, it was 70 years, it was a Canadian pharmaceutical, but we don't have any of those anymore. So I just wanted to mark that, folks. These are moments, and I've said it from the beginning, don't get caught up in politicians who are selling you hype. It's coming. Yeah, the prime minister today is saying, put a little asterisk on that hope. Now, let me pick up where we're leaving off. Free Hmong, an event hosted by a number of organizations, and two MPs are going to speak at it, to Free Meng Wanzhou. Now, it's more nuanced than that. They want the U.S. to drop the extradition treaty because they think it's politicized. But this is an event that Nikki Ashton from the NDP, who has run for the leadership, and she wants Hmong free, and she thinks that Huawei should be part of our 5G. But also Green Party MP Paul Manley, who is joining us now from the Nanaimo Ladysmith, is here, and he's also is going to speak at this event, and Paul's been good enough to join us. Good to have you back on the program, Paul.
Thank you for having me on, Evan. Just a point about Connaught Labs. I'm going to be debating that very issue this Thursday, because that was my question last week, about going back to that model of having a public lab in this country to develop vaccines. So stay tuned.
Yeah, well, it's going to be domestic supply of all sorts of things. I don't think that should end the supply chain globalization issue, but it is in a pandemic, it's a big deal, but we will not get that in time for this vaccine. Why are you supporting something? I'm going to be candid with you, Paul. I have no idea why you would put your name on an event that says Free Hmong. I know many smart people have written letters to free her and get rid of that, and that would reset our relationship with China. But when two Canadians are being held in prison for no apparent reason, why would we do this?
Well, look, this is my key concern, is Michael Spavor and Michael Korvig and putting an end to hostage diplomacy. But to be very clear, this is my position. Canada cannot unilaterally release Meng Wanzhou. Canada is a signatory to the extradition agreements with the United States and a number of other countries. And those extradition treaties are important. They have the force of law in this country. They need to be respected, and there should be no political interference in that process. But what we have here is U.S. President Donald Trump, who has made a mess of things. And he is at the core of what has happened with Meng Wanzhou, and why we have Michael Spavor and Michael Korvig in a Chinese jail with no light at the end of the tunnel. We put out a statement back in July calling on the federal government to demand that the United States drop the charges against Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou and withdraw its extradition request so that Canada can release her. And that was and remains my position.
Two things. I know that you want to advocate on behalf of Canadians. I don't mean to be petty. I think it's important. His name is Michael Korvig, not Michael Korvig. So, like, you've said it twice. I want you, if you're going to advocate for the guy's release from prison, it's Michael Korvig and Michael Spavor. But on a more substantial note, the extradition, I understand Donald Trump has politicized this issue. I get it. But remember, this is about a fraud charge, and a fraud charge the Canadian judge has held up as reasonable and legal. So Donald Trump can tweet and say whatever the heck he wants. I've spoken to both John Bolton, the former national security advisor, who says, you know, Trump may say stuff, but it doesn't mean anything. The legal process is the legal process, and it's been held up and validated in a Canadian court. Just the politics of this, you know, that Meng Wanzhou is a symbol for the Chinese. You know that the two Michaels were essentially imprisoned in retaliation. By joining an event, say, Free Meng, doesn't that play into the hands? Isn't that a propaganda win for the Chinese when a member of parliament does that?
Well, I'm not trying to play into the hands of the Chinese, and I've been very outspoken about human rights abuses in China and about the problems with our Canada-China FIPA. But let's go back to those charges. And Donald Trump used the excuse of sanctions against Iran, which were unilaterally imposed by the United States. Those sanctions were imposed by the European Union and the countries that brokered the Iran nuclear agreement. And that nuclear agreement was being monitored by the International Atomic Energy Agency, and they said that the organization has verified that Iran is implementing its nuclear-related commitments. The Trump administration.
But that's different. I know that there's a relationship. I don't want to get too far afield for our listeners who think, wait, we're talking about Iran's nuclear. Whether Donald Trump pulled out of that nuclear agreement, by the way, the U.S. has every right to do that. But I remember, these are fraud charges that the U.S. government alleges that she lied to get financing, and that might have violated those sanctions. But even if those sanctions you believe are not legal, the fraud charges have been upheld by the BC Supreme Court Judge Heather Holmes, that the extradition treaty is legal and not undermined by criticism of the Iran deal. So I guess my question, because I don't want to go into that rabbit hole, and I appreciate that, my worry is that you're being used here by Chinese authorities to say, hey, now we've got two MPs who want to free Meng Wanzhou, which is essentially rewarding them for kidnapping the two Michaels.
Yeah, no, I'm not being used by the Chinese. And I think that these fraud charges exist because of the sanction problem. It's because we have a bellicose, dangerous president in the White House who has been completely irresponsible. He's acting unilaterally on the issue of Iranian nuclear program and undoing everything that the Obama administration had set.
So protest
place.
Trump, protest Iran. Why use the free
exactly
Meng as a proxy in a kind of, you know, 6 degrees of separation thing, like this is related to this and related to this? Because what you're doing, it seems like, I guess you can make this link. I think a judge has made that link a bit tendentious, but okay. If you can make that sort of root cause link, still, and Paul, I know you, and you know, I'm not, my concern is that you are being used, and that Free Meng, all this nuance is lost on an event that's called Free Meng, not the Chinese or the U.S. sanctions on Iran has led to this.
Yeah, no, look, if the Chinese think that I am, in support of their totalitarian regime, they should tune into the show. But, we live in a world where we have more and more siloed groups and everyone thinks the same, and we have silos within silos. And I'm looking forward to sharing my position on this issue with people who may not agree with everything I say.
Right.
The title of the webinar is problematic, but I told them when I was taking part in it that I wasn't going to agree with that. I'm not hopping on a bandwagon here.
Well, be careful. I know I got 10 seconds. I hope you do. I thought you'd be on the free Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor.
But
Paul,
I
know you
Michael
do. I unfortunately got a break,
sure.
But Paul, I love having you on the program. I appreciate your perspective.